Today's devotion is a reflection for Holy Saturday, the day that we find ourselves in between Good Friday and Easter. Our reading today comes out of John 19, verses 38 through 42. So if you want to turn to John 19, go ahead and put this on pause. John 19. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now, Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who had earlier visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices and strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. Holy Saturday is one of the most difficult days in the church calendar for us to engage and to engage with it well. For many of us, we gloss over the day between Good Friday and Easter, fully living in the reality of the resurrection and new life that we know is coming. For most of us, Easter isn't a surprise like it was for the first disciples. It's a story we are all too well familiar with, and so we struggle to grasp how incredible the story is and the full range of emotions that accompany it. Yet, this day is an incredibly important day in the life of the church, particularly for those who are grieving. This year, more than most, Holy Saturday rings true for a lot of us. If grief of a loved one isn't too heavy for us right now, most of us are grieving or living in the anxiety of this pandemic. We share similar thoughts to the first disciples who had no idea tomorrow was coming. Much like the disciples, we are uncertain of when life will feel normal again. We aren't sure we can go back to the way things were. We wonder if this is how things have to happen. We might be questioning the goodness of God that something like this could even happen. We're huddled close with those we love. We're scared to go outside for fear of what might happen to us or for those most dear to us. In order to be surprised by the hope of the resurrection, like my youngest daughter is surprised every single time that I pop out from behind a blanket, we have to take Holy Saturday seriously. It's important for us to root ourselves in the story and emotions of the first disciples so that we too can experience the wonder, the amazement, perhaps even the terror that tomorrow morning brings when we find the stone rolled away, the tomb empty, and Jesus risen from the dead. For our prayer today, instead of song lyrics or a poem, I invite you to sit in silence for a period of time. Maybe 30 seconds is all you can handle or all that you have time for with kids around. Maybe you can do a minute or 3 minutes or 5 or 10. But I invite you to sit in silence, to sit in prayer, aware of the grief, aware of the loss, the fear, the uncertainty you face in your own life. Join the disciples in their vigil on Holy Saturday. And when you're done with the silence, simply close with this. God, thank you for sitting with me in grief. I invite you to a time of silence now.